Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out tonight to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody out there working on the Third Watch tonight, especially to the first responders down there in South Florida, I'll get to that in a minute, but we have the tropical storm down there, and Miami is being inundated by water. They're literally flooded everywhere down there. You'll hear about it in a few minutes. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also find us over on MeWe and Gab and Parler and Getter. And we're also on Trump the Social, But anyway, on the Trump Social page as at Captain's America with all of those. And don't forget, our Twitter handle is at Captain's America 2. And our website to find out more about the show is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. It's Truth Social. Yeah, thank you very much. Now, the thing of it is we have a, and we're going to say the pledge in a minute, but we have a situation down in South Florida right now. We've just heard from Leo in Miami, and I'm going to bring Kyle in here for a second. Kyle, we got a message from Leo. You got it there, right?
I sure do, Captain. Leo writes in from Miami. He says we're getting a lot of heavy, steady rain. He says way before the storm, the ground was saturated from last week's heavy rain. The streets are flooded, he says, and he said he's canceled his driving until the storm passes. It's been raining hard for an hour, he says. Short breaks, but not long enough before more heavy, steady rain. And he says, thanks, Captain. And he's, again, Leo in Miami.
Yep,
he said, flooded Miami.
Yep. Yep, we appreciate that, Leo. And, you know, good luck to the people down there. But this is what happens. Welcome to Florida and welcome to hurricane season. Okay, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic. For which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And there you have it, the Pledge of Allegiance. And we emphasize the two words under God because our country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, not to be outdone by the scheme of things. Gun control. Once again, the House Judiciary Committee late yesterday voted to advance the expansive gun control bill, giving the president just about everything that he asked for. It may or may not get through the House, probably will, based on a party line vote and maybe a few Republicans that are in close elections that want to say, yeah, I supported it, but it will not pass the Senate, not even close.
No, there's no anticipation that it would pass the Senate at this point, so no need for Vice President Kamala Harris to get her gavel ready, I suppose, to try to do some kind of tie-breaking vote. But they would need at least 10 Republicans, of course, to side with Democrats on that.
It's not going to happen. We know no. that. But the thing of it is, the way they go about this, it's not necessarily that they're doing anything to help the people. They've made it into a political issue, and now they're talking about, and Biden said this the other day, and a couple of other people said it, the Second Amendment is not absolute. It does not mean that you just have absolute authority to carry a weapon wherever you want.
Well, right, but this is part of how they approach the rhetoric of it all. They try to get by saying that, because, for example, Captain, you're not able to go get a firearm if you're a felon and so forth.
Not if they check it.
Well, exactly. So there are mechanisms by which there are restrictions. But when they say it like that, what I think they really mean to do is to say it's not absolute. We're going to chip away at it. And finally, one day it will just be gone. That's sort of where I think they want to go with the agenda. And as you're right, I'm so glad you mentioned, Captain, that they politicized it. The Gun Control Act or the bill that's been advanced out of the committee is not going to necessarily stop another shooting of any kind, but it will simply get political points. The way you stop the shooters is to make sure that you're ready to defend against a crazy person or someone intent upon doing a bad thing. And since they're not addressing that, I don't think that they're really serious about stopping these things.
No, and we have a situation down here in Florida with our state budget that the brouhaha is being overemphasized by the media. They're trying to make it look like there's something going on between the Tampa Bay Rays baseball team and our governor, Ron DeSantis, because of a comment that they'd made. They got involved in the gun thing themselves, the Rays, and made several comments, and they're saying that this is retaliation. The governor now has axed a $35 million grant for the Pasco County baseball practice that the Tampa Bay Rays was going to be using versus what they currently have down below south of Sarasota, in Sarasota, Charlotte County, down in Punta Gorda, Port Charlotte, to be specific, and many are calling it the latest move by Governor DeSantis to punish an organization that pushes progressive causes. Well, not necessarily. He said that the baseball team has got money of their own. If they want the facility, they can build it with their own money, not taxpayer money. How do you like that?
Yeah, very interesting. Yeah, yeah.
To that I say amen.
Yep.
All right, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more. Going to have David Cicilloni from Rhode Island, that little pipsqueak. And we're also going to have Mr. Navarro and what's going on with him. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All righty, we are going to take it away. Thanks very much, Kyle. And we'll get to Kyle in a minute. This portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and MyPillow. Now, MyPillow has been offering the buy one, get one extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products for a couple of months now. And now's the time to join the millions of Americans who changed the quality of their sleep with the MyPillow. Now, right now, you can get a buy one, get one pricing on the MyPillow Giza bed sheets. And let me tell you, they are fancy, dancy, fancy sheets. Then buy one, get one. You are really going to like it. Now, Giza Elegance MyPillows 2, the six-piece towel sets, which actually fit you. You put a towel around you, you got a towel instead of one that goes partway around your body and you got your butt hanging out or something like that. Not with these towels. But anyway, you get to roll and go anywhere, my pillows, and so much more. All you got to do is go over to MyPillow.com, go to the Radio Listener Specials page. It's right there. Click on that page. Go in there. Use the promo code CAPTAIN, and away you go. Shop till you drop. Or you can give them a call at 800-641-5459. Again, the promo code will be CAPTAIN. Now, don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products. You'll also receive Mike Lindell's book absolutely free with any purchase. Now, there's a deal in itself. Again, the phone number to call, 800-641-5459, or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN, and happy shopping. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You going to go over there and spend money this weekend?
I think so. Why not? Yeah, I mean, this is pretty good.
Yeah, I know. Well, it was the slippers for quite a while, and now it's back to the BOGO on selected items, and that's a heck of a deal. All right, here we go. The Rhode Island Congressman David Cicilline, who is a wimp by any stretch of the imagination, he's all mouth. He exploded during a recent congressional hearing, admitting that he does not want to be bothered about constitutional rights when it comes to discussing gun control. Well, we've got the clip of exactly what he said, and that's not quite the way he said it. Folks, a fair warning, this is a little bit coarse. Kyle, take it away.
Here we go.
It's a firearm, and to deny them that right would, quote, trample on an individual's due process and Second Amendment rights. You know who didn't have due process? You know who didn't have their constitutional right to life respected? The kids at Parkland and Sandy Hook and Uvalde and Buffalo, and the list goes on and on. So spare me the bullshit about constitutional rights.
Would the gentleman
not
yield?
No, I will not yield, and I'm not going to yield for my entire 5 minutes, so don't ask again. So
there you have it. And I guess, Captain, he's not interested in the constitutional rights thing.
Well, I got news for him. We're not interested in him either. And the only reason we played that is because he was acting like a moron. And we got to get the fact that these morons are out there. And I'll say it again, folks, and I'll say it to you people in Rhode Island that are listening to me. I know Rhode Island is a blue state, but it doesn't have to be. Remember in November and vote these bums the hell out of office that created the problem that you're now sitting in.
No, absolutely right. This is also very disturbing as well, Captain, because it always does seem, doesn't it, that many of the Democrat Party elite have no problem with throwing out the notion of due process. No matter what, if you're accused of something, no, we don't need due process. This is all going to be decided on The View, you know, or in this case, here is the congressman out and out simply saying, don't bother me with constitutional rights. That
yeah.
should offend every single American.
Yeah, well, I got an answer for him and anybody else that's following his trend of thought. Americans' trust in institutions was already low. We know that. And then came the horrific shooting in Uvalde. As days have passed, we've learned that the police stood outside the classroom for 50 minutes while the killer was closeted with innocent children and their two teachers. The school district's police chief insisted they wait for tactical equipment as children inside pleaded for help. Now, in these circumstances, I know I'd be afraid, but I can't imagine waiting outside with other armed men as children were being murdered inside the classroom. What's happened to our culture, Kyle, to our men? Why is this even thinkable right now? Are we so afraid of death or lawsuits that the armed and the strong will sacrifice to the weak and the helpless? Apparently. Now, 9/11's redeeming moment came when the passengers of Flight 93 refused to be hostages to their fate. They jumped up and said, let's roll. Remember that?
Oh, yes.
They took out the hijackers and thereby saved the U.S. Capitol. They lost their own lives, but that plane did not reach its destination. Where was the American spirit? Where was that spirit in Uvalde? We need that back.
Absolutely, Captain. And, you know, it's part of it, what you were talking about with the fear of lawsuits and fear of injury, I'm sure, but lawsuits as well. And this has got to go. You can't have, as you said, all those armed people outside, you know, with you know, armed to the teeth, and not going in to stop a single shooter, and it actually wouldn't matter. There could be more than one shooter. They'd have to try to do something because the children have to be protected. That's our duty as adults to protect them and do whatever it takes. And I can't imagine, Captain, what really kept them out there. But we have to change our culture and let the bad guys know that we're going to do anything it takes.
Right. And in the aftermath of the mass shooting tragedies in this country, the first thing elected officials, especially those on the left, the Democrats, first thing they do is to begin pointing fingers at the other side while making vile accusations that are things that they've done themselves. The second thing is to commence with a do-something rhetoric. In some instances, out of a genuine desire to make people feel safer, but in others, to never let a crisis go to waste in using it to try and implement massive power grabs over the American people.
Well, Well, that's right. And another portion of this, too, is we need to sue the gun manufacturer at this point. Now, is that, what does that do in the end?
Not much, except put a gun company out of business.
Right, right.
Or they move to a third world.
Yeah, yeah. But it seems, though, and because I understand, I think one of the parents is suing the one of the gun manufacturer. I understand in the sense of the anger and the outrage and the unspeakable horror that none of us can ever really wrap our heads around. But it just seems that we're going in the wrong direction on that, as opposed to stopping the actual bad guy.
Yep.
And that, I think, is just central.
Yep. Now, Gallup had put out a poll recently with a question. Are you satisfied with U.S. gun laws? And if you aren't satisfied, if you're dissatisfied, do you want stricter gun laws? Do you want them to be less strict? Only 36% said that they were dissatisfied and wanted stricter gun laws. Get this, 54% said they're either satisfied or they're dissatisfied and actually want less strict gun laws. It could be that you want stricter gun laws, but you're generally satisfied. And this is unbelievable because we're getting half of them going one way, half of them going another way. Sounds like the country in general divided, but only 36% say that they're dissatisfied and want stricter gun laws.
Well, and that does seem to track more or less with the hardcore that will always say things like, oh, the Biden administration is doing everything right, and Americans are really kind of better off than they were a year and a half ago, and on and on. And so it's unfortunate, but there is that hardcore. But everybody else is like, we understand this problem, and we understand what we need to do.
Right. And again, before you start pointing fingers and making comments, this is a Gallup poll that was done this week.
Well, that's right. I think, generally speaking, people understand that, you know, we have a lot of legislation in place. And most unfortunately, Captain, you know, many times we find that the system was not followed, and the enforcement has to be there. So there has to be more oversight for that. Maybe stronger penalties for not enforcing the laws on the books. I mean, there are many different avenues to go. But what the Democrat Party elite and Joe Biden at the top of it all, they believe that they need to scare you and get you to have an emotional reaction and give up your constitutional rights and let's just get rid of them so that we can, quote, be safe.
Well, when we come back from the break, which we're about ready to take, I'm going to tell you about Joe Biden giving a warning of economic moderation that should just scare the bejesus right out of you, because he's at it again. He hasn't learned, and he wants to make it worse. He thinks he's making it better in his own little mind. They need to up his medication, I think. So hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, you're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch on the weekend edition here, broadcasting from my studio in Tampa, Florida.
A professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A survivor of the Texas school shooting is taking the first steps in filing a lawsuit. Amy Martin is targeting Daniel Defense, which made the gun. Her court filing this week seeks a deposition to determine if the company can be sued. Former advisor to President Trump, Peter Navarro, has been indicted by a federal grand jury for refusing to cooperate with the Democratic-led House committee investigating last year's Capitol attack outside a federal courthouse in Washington, D.C. Navarro says the committee was not legally impaneled.
The subpoenas issued by the committee are ultra vires, unlawful, and unenforceable.
Navarro adding it's a kangaroo court and saying he's filed a civil suit against the House panel. This is USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. Now, folks, if you've been listening to the program for a number of years, you know for the last seven, almost eight, and it will be eight next month, I've been talking about Relief Factor, a product that I've been taking for my own health and for what it does for me. Now, Relief Factor is a product that I take every day. I keep it in my system. It never goes away. Because of the inflammation, the swelling, and the pain that I go through with my legs and my ankle, my left ankle in particular, but it works. And that's why I continue to take it. And that's why I'm telling you about it. Because there's a lot of people out there, and I see them, and you know who I'm talking about, that have ankle and leg and knee, and maybe they got elbow, maybe they got hip problems, and from injuries they've sustained somewhere along the line. Or maybe you went out and you played a game of football. Maybe you're a college player or something, played a game of football, and you tore something. There's nothing worse than having to come back from a torn Achilles or ripped muscle or something like that, and they don't do surgery on it, you got that pain. Well, this is one way to get rid of it. And I'm telling you, it does just exactly that. Now, it's because the combination of the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, help to support the body's natural response to inflammation. It will lower or eliminate pain by going straight to the source. Best part about it is it's 100% drug-free. It's also 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. It's like taking a vitamin pill for your body. So there you go. Now, check it out online. Go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. $19.95 is all it starts. To try it for 3 weeks. You'll know by the end of 3 weeks whether or not that's going to work for you or not. I've yet to have somebody say, too bad, so sad, didn't work. Because all you have to lose is what, Kyle?
Hey, Captain. Oh, that's right. All you have to lose is pain.
You betcha.
That's right.
All right. Peter Navarro was headed, I guess, back to his home. And he was at the airport. And he was arrested by FBI agents who immediately handcuffed him and threw him in shackles and brought him back to court for an arraignment. And basically what that was all about was he had threatened when the Republicans took power again in November, which his words, not mine. He's very confident that's going to happen. I am too, but I wouldn't have said what he did. He said, when we take power again, we're going to impeach Joe Biden. Well, that's all it took to prompt the Justice Department to turn around and go after him and make an example out of him. And boy, did they.
Yeah, they sure have. Absolutely.
So where are we at with this?
Well, Peter Navarro came out and spoke to reporters earlier on Friday, yesterday, and we do have a brief clip of what he said, Captain, as a matter of fact.
Go for it.
Yeah, let me just make a statement here, if I may. on Tuesday, in this courtroom right here, I filed a civil suit against the Kangaroo Committee on the Hill. Seven partisan Democrats, two Rhino Republicans. The essence of that civil suit was that the subpoenas issued by the committee are ultra vires, unlawful, and unenforceable. And I made that case based on four legal arguments. The first is that this committee is neither duly authorized nor properly constituted, meaning that it doesn't follow the rules of either the House itself or the committee's own authorizing resolution. I would refer you to the civil suit, but it's HREV 8 and HREV 1037. I am not the only one who has filed to question the validity of that Kangaroo Committee. Nancy Pelosi herself calls that committee unprecedented, and she's absolutely right.
So there's Peter Navarro. We can continue down his list, but, Captain, I think we get the idea as well that he's basically saying that the committee just doesn't have the authority to do what it's doing.
Well, I'm aware of that, but I'm also aware of the fact that this committee was appointed by the Speaker of the House. This is a committee she put together. So therefore, under the auspices that she operates under, they're actually technically working for her.
Well, exactly right. But it's interesting, though, of course, that, you know, in our system, you have your day in court. You can file a lawsuit. You can challenge a subpoena. You can do these kinds of things. So it will come out at some point, and it will get to some kind of resolution. But I think what his issue is, or the issue about Peter Navarro, is that this he seems to be being targeted, you know, sort of with in other words, this is not being done in an even-handed way. He's being targeted because of his ties to Trump or other statements that he's made.
Well, the most recent statement about the impeachment once the Republicans got elected and took control is what triggered this.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. So, and I don't know, Captain, that I, you know, I think Americans don't really see this committee as being a fact-finding committee that is sort of unbiased in the sense of that it's going to go where the facts lead them. They're going to ask all kinds of questions. It's unfortunate, again, that we see a fully formed narrative that they're just working backwards from.
Yeah, you're right. Now, Joe Biden gave a speech on the economy yesterday in an attempt to reset his messaging. Love that term, huh?
Right. Oh, yeah.
And that comes as inflation remains near record highs and growth slows, otherwise known as stagflation. And he absolutely pointed his finger at everybody but himself. Again, Joe Biden is still Joe Biden. Here's the way he started. He says, since I took office, families are carrying less debt. Their average savings are up. More Americans feel financially comfortable. What?
I have to laugh. I mean, you know, Captain, I don't know what sort of universe, reality, or maybe realistic video game the president is playing that seems to give him the notion that everybody's got their savings up, they're feeling, I don't know one person, I can't name one person who really feels financially comfortable when they're paying what they're paying for gas, for groceries, to take their family to eat, pay for college. Yeah. You tell me.
Well, look, those exploding gas prices, the high grocery bills, and other escalating costs are just a figment of your imagination. Now, you see, everything is actually going great. According to the president, you have less debt, more savings, and more comfortable financially, and are more comfortable financially than before the inflation topped 8%. Now go and ask yourself whether or not that's true or not. Are you more financially comfortable before he took office? We know from the polling that very few Americans feel that way. I mean, the numbers are astronomical. Wages are slightly up, about 0.5% overall. But that's also true that inflation is far outpacing those wage increases. Many of the wage increases are also coming at the bottom of the wage scale because fast food joints and other entry-level jobs are having to pay more due to the shortage of labor. Now, the shortage was likely caused by the government dumping way too much free money into the system. But regardless, Joe Biden wants you to know that everything is great. He also wants you to brace for the impact. He's saying Americans need to brace for economic moderation. That's what he's calling it, economic moderation. In other words, bend over. You're about to have it stuck right in you.
Well, you know, if Americans are more financially comfortable, well, how does that bear with the Putin price hike? I thought that sounded bad when he said there was the Putin price hike. So I don't know, Captain.
You notice they haven't said that lately?
Well, that's right. That's right. But, you know, where is he going to land with all this? I mean, this is just a catastrophe. And by the way, just out of curiosity, can we name one aspect of this administration where things are going well, where they've got it in hand and everything's sort of making sense?
I don't think so. Nope.
That's a negatory. Absolutely.
Nope. Uh-uh. All right. I hear the music coming up in my ear. Hold that thought. Folks are going to come right back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. We'll give you the latest on the tropical storm down in South Florida, causing a lot of flooding. That's about all it's doing right now, flooding. And we'll let you know about that, and we'll let you know about the weather around the countryside. Basically, it's not a bad weekend, so we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is Real Radio for Real American Patriots in the overnight. Always live, conservative, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Oh, sorry, you could hear me. One, two. I need your love.
Give me the green light. Oh.
country group by the name of Whitesnake. We played it before, but I haven't played that song. It's called Anything You Want, and that's from their album, the Rock album. And, boy, do they get down on that one, I'll tell you. What do you think, Kyle?
Yeah, I like that. That's cool.
It's got a real driving sound, real bass drum just really gets going. Well, I'm going to read this little statement, then I'm going to turn it to you. All eyes right now in the South are focused to Florida and where this system is going to go that's coming across Florida right now, because tropical storm conditions right now are all across western Cuba, as well as southern Florida, as well as southwestern Florida, over towards Naples and on up towards Fort Myers and straight across the state over towards Melbourne and south of there. We've got some flooding, lots of flooding going on. This is not a windmaker. It's only like about a 40-mile-an-hour storm, but it is a big-time rainmaker. There could be areas with this that could get 4 to 6 to 8 to 10, maybe even more inches of rain, depending on how long the slow-moving system stays around South Florida. Now, that's what we got there. Kyle, give us the info out west.
Okay, drivers, we've got a lot of rain to tell you about up in Washington and Oregon tonight. So you definitely want to be aware of this, especially along I-90. This is going to be, starting now east of Ellensburg as you head over through Moses Lake, Ritzville, on your way towards Spokane. Doesn't look like it's raining at Spokane right now, but this whole area has got an aerial flood watch that's going on right now. Now, this is going to dip down through Walla Walla, Heppner, down towards Baker City, and then also down towards Fossil. That's along 395, by the way. So if you're coming up that way, you're definitely going to be having rain coming across the road. Rain near Seattle right now. It looks like we've got rain in the forecast for not so much for Seattle forecast for Saturday, but back on Sunday and Monday. But Portland, Oregon, you've definitely got rain showers in the mix for Saturday, maybe thunderstorms on Sunday, and back to rain on Monday, just light rain on Monday. Now, heading south, we definitely have some rain coming across the interstate. This is going to be just as you cross over the border in Northern California, down through Redding, just a little bit south of Redding, you've got rain on the map there right now. Then over for our friends in Montana, we've got rain and sleet north of Helena right now, also along I-90 near Miles City, and then south of there near Brotus at the border there with Wyoming. And then last but not least, we've got a little bit of rain coming across I-25. This is going to be about midway through Buffalo, or midway apart from Buffalo and Midwest right there in Wyoming. So be careful out there.
All right. Well, we've got some fog, coastal fog tonight from Houston on down to Brownsville and McAllen. We've also got a little bit of coastal fog up around New Orleans, Louisiana. And we've got some unsettled weather conditions right now for the northern part along I-80 and I-90 of Indiana, so be advised of that. And, of course, we do have up in front of what's going on here up in the Carolinas some weather now that could include some severe thunderstorms, because this storm will start to pop out, the thunderstorms and possible tornado watches and this, that, and the other along the line. I am looking at an area just east of, just east of the Alligator Alley Expressway coming across, where they've got a significant flood warning for a significant flood event going on there. So I would be very careful. And if you got to be in South Florida tonight, keep in mind that there's a lot of lowland and a lot of flooding that's already taking place, and it's not over yet. I mean, we got another several hours of rain, heavy rain coming that way. Now, heavy rainfall will also affect the northwestern Bahamas, the Keys, South Florida, Central Florida tonight through Saturday. A considerable flash and urban flooding is possible, especially across South Florida and the Keys. And flash and urban flooding is also possible across parts of the northwestern Bahamas. So that's what you're dealing with right now in terms of the weather. Please be careful. And if you don't have to go to South Florida, you can put that trip off for another 12 to 16 hours. You'd be a lot better off. So that's what my suggestion would be. Okay, Kyle, tell us about the pilot and the Flying J.
Well, as you know, Captain, so many people love to go and see this great country of ours. They love to hit the road in summertime, especially in an RV. And let me tell you, folks, the good people at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers are ready for you. They've got all kinds of great RV services. They've got RV amenities, including RV fueling lanes, overnight parking, propane refill, and, of course, RV dumps. So definitely go to pilotflyingj.com. Use their locations function to find the nearest Pilot or Flying J Travel Center nearest you on your trip, and you can plan accordingly. But also, as you're out and about on the highways and byways of America, be sure to get involved with the rewards program from Pilot and Flying J. Again, go to pilotflyingj.com, download the My Rewards Plus app. It's the fastest route to rewards that you'll have. You'll get fuel rewards, other points that you will earn from buying all the different things that you need at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. And pro drivers can earn more points. They can earn up to 4 points per gallon. And for the month of June now, you can earn up to 5 points per gallon when you activate Push for Points in the My Rewards Plus app. That's pilotflyingj.com.
And I want to thank all the ladies yesterday at the Bel Air Republican Club. I had a great time, and also fantastic meal. They got a tremendous kitchen there, and when they cook something, boy, they do it right. But we had a great luncheon, and we heard from the candidates that actually wanted to be a part of Florida 13, and these are the people that are going to make or break the campaign that were there yesterday. And we also heard from a young lady who said that she's bowing out of the Florida 13 campaign. Her name is Audrey. She's going to run for Florida State Rep District 60, which kind of suits her to a T, so I'm glad to hear that.
Oh, very interesting. Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, she's very sharp, and she'll do well to start out there. She's a young gal, early 20s, and she'd do better to start out there and work her way up the ladder, in my humble opinion.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Now, as you said, a lot of people were there, but some probably weren't, though, correct?
Well, we had one candidate that made an ominous error by not being there in her own district, and the word got out that she was fundraising, get this, fundraising for her campaign in Boca Raton, Florida. Now, she doesn't represent anybody in Boca Raton, Florida. And it tells me that she's given up on trying to get any money out of the district. She's having to go outside the district. That is not a good sign any time.
No, it's not.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in a neighborhood. High and dry where I'm at, and I'm going to keep it that way. So I'll talk to you on the other side of the news. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.